from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
No. It's Tuesday, it's Expressway. Brian Broaddus is excited. Let's ask Reddit.
Do you have a question, Kelly?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. Number one, how dare you?
That's right. It is Ask Reddit time. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. You can weigh in on some of these things with us as well on the Twitch and the YouTube, and we'll kick them around the studio here. This is where we go over the most viral questions over on Ask Reddit from the past week and get some of the thoughts from the guys in the studio. RJ Choppy, what show doesn't require needing to, quote, get through the first few episodes or seasons before it gets good?
Because
I feel like half the shows I watch, people are telling me, well, you got to get through the first few. It takes a little while.
Started for me with a Better Call Saul. I'm like, when? When is this? When? I never finished it.
6 years later. Dexter. Game of Thrones. I thought Blacklist was really good right from the jump.
Oh, Blacklist was great early on.
It hooked me. And then it got...
It tapered.
It tapered because they dragged the story on for so long. I think Dexter is such a great show. Look, my favorite show, my favorite cop, Seinfeld, it took time. Like, it wasn't as funny the first season. Not nearly as funny.
Or many in Texas would say the last.
Or at all. Curb, it didn't take any time right away. It was great. Game of Thrones, Dexter is just such a great show.
Twitch, some of the answers there. Shoot Brown 78 says Sopranos and Lost. The One Like Mojo says The Boys and Justified. Sean, what doesn't take many episodes or seasons to get into?
Reality TV.
I'll just jump right in.
They hook you right off the jump.
Because I've not gotten into the reality phase yet. What is the one? What is like the, you need to watch this one and you'll get hooked on reality TV? Is it Vanderpump?
I would watch the first like three seasons of Vanderpump Rules.
Amanda was
when they're all just like smoking hot models, sleeping with each other, everything. The drinks, the drugs, the fights, the drama, all of it. Can't fake that.
Sounds a lot like what Oxnard's going to be. Peyton Russell, what's your answer for this one?
So just because I'm so late on starting it, I just started Stranger Things this weekend. I'd never seen it before, I'm five episodes in. The first episode got me hooked.
Stranger Things is pretty quick. Yeah. Some of the answers on the fan text, 631 says The Wire. The Wire hits you really fast right out of the gate, like in the first scene.
I must have been in a bad frame of mind or something, or it was too close to home in Baltimore. But I turned it on, and I turned it as quickly off as Yellowstone. Not like I hate this, but... I wasn't hooked by anything.
It's so good and so like real and real. Because it's so real, it's very dark and it's unsettling in a lot of ways. The second season is awful. They go off to like, Well, let's make the storyline about, you know, illegal shipments at a dock, and it was just, it was lame. It wasn't very good.
The boss hit us up with 24, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. I can't believe I forgot that. And it's got, they got a movie that they're talking about coming out with, and maybe they don't know if Kiefer's going to be the main character. And he better be the main character. But they are. It's in development now with 20th Century to have the movie 24. Hell yes.
24 was another good one. And that little beep boop, like that effect was iconic. Over on the YouTube, Mario says The Office. Tolo Chris says Workaholics. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 through the Fan. Peyton Russell, in honor of CrowdStrike, what was your biggest work F up?
Okay, so this one happened here. This was when Ruben was first hired as a board op. We were working nosebleeds, and I said, all right, Ruben, go, you know, pull some clips of, you know, what Zach and Eric send you. And this clip had a bunch of cussing in it. And I said, all right, you know, edit it out, do all that. He didn't edit out a single cuss word, and I played it on air. And so I hit the dump button twice, Eric hit it twice, and there was still cussing happening. So
you're out of dump?
Yeah, we were out of dump, and finally I just faded the clip down. But yeah, it was a big issue here, and could have lost my job there. But Ruben, thank God you're an engineer now.
Choppy.
Mine was at training camp, and it was the first one where I had to engineer the training camp.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell a practice story here.
No. It was the first one I had to engineer the training camp, and I got Pacific and Central times screwed up because the way the press conference was going to be. And fortunately, I was staying on the property, so I was able to sprint, but I had missed the start of the press conference, and they're like, dude, where is it? And fortunately, somebody from another station had clicked it on for us, or for me. But I missed it. I would have, like, missed the entire presser, and it was Bill, either Bill or Wade, I can't remember which one.
I had overbooked a studio recording at my other job when I was 22. And people are always asking during the week, like, hey, can we tape a segment? Or, hey, we need to do this. Or, are you free? And I'd booked something not knowing that somebody else had already reserved the studio to be in use at that time. Screwed it up. Caused an issue to where we weren't able to record that segment with the client that I was dealing with. And that was kind of like the last in a series of issues they had with the company, not related to myself, but it was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. And that was a $20,000 a month client that then sent in their notice and canceled. And that was held over my head and reminded to me for several years as, yeah, well, I mean, you remember you did this, so we just really need you to be on. Yeah, I know, I'm on top of it now. Believe me, I remind myself every single time after, you don't have to do it for me. Sean, are you perfect? Or did you have any
close
big foul ups?
Besides
Bayou,
I think you know, commercial read that a sponsor I think took a little bit too personal. I was being very honest during the show, which I'll lose sponsorships if it means I would have to BS and be Bally Bassick.
It was this segment, wasn't it? I think it was this segment.
Oh, segment. It was Ask Reddit.
Yeah.
It was Ask Reddit. So the sales department would say that was my biggest screw up, Eric, and Zach would say it was my biggest gift.
Yeah. Well, there you can figure it out. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 through the Fan, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. Sean, what is the most useless thing that you still have memorized?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Iced.
Man, I was testing myself the other day with the Greek alphabet. Because had to recite the... What?
You had to
recite the Greek alphabet to get into your fraternity.
You still your handshake?
I don't remember a handshake. And you had to remember everyone's like info. Like, what's my info? Like, you had to know where. City, hometown, like telephone number, all that stuff. But I could not get to the Greek alphabet. So what is the dumbest thing I've memorized that's useless? I guess my parents' original home phone number.
So that's where it's similar that I've got
alphabet, gamma, delta, epsilon, iota, but I'm done. Alphabet, gamma, delta, epsilon.
Did you throw a peyote in there? I haven't like it. For me, it's the numbers of like childhood friends. Cause back in the day it was obviously like you would write down the phone number, you would keep it. And it's like, that's the way that, you know, you still had to call people to communicate with them. And like, I mean, I go back old enough, Peyton, this is really going to blow your socks off. I go back old enough to the most useless phone number I remembered, you can't dial anymore because it was 7 digits. Like, I've got a 7-digit number that I still have memorized from my childhood. Do you know what 7-digit dialing is, Peyton?
No idea.
Do you know what 7-digit dialing is, Sean? No. You look very cut.
Back on landlines, like before.
Local dialing. Code? Local dialing. You didn't need the area code.
When I first moved here, you didn't need it either.
Yeah, and
98, 99, 88, something like that.
98, 99. They ended up adding 10-digit dialing, so you had to put the area code. That's when all those area codes blew up, and so because the area just started expanding so fast. So smaller. I think there's still some smaller areas of the country that still have 7-digit dialing.
I don't know,
that don't need it.
For me, it's the alphabet backwards.
You cannot do it backwards.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
That's pretty good.
I can't fact check him, but
that sounded right.
Sounded good. Holy crap.
That was very good.
I've been prepping for that DUI for a long time, Sean. Okay.
Wow.
That was very good. I'm very impressed by that. Peyton, what's the most useless thing you still have memorized?
So in elementary school, we had like school lunch codes that you had to type in, so like they were able to access your account so you could pay for lunch. And I still have mine memorized to this day.
Okay, like how long is it?
It's 6 digits.
All right, what is it?
141609.
Okay.
See, I would read the phone numbers off that I have memorized, but I think there's a potential that you could just throw an area code in front of them. They're still right.
Because I was so worried that like, because if you don't remember it, you know, they don't give you lunch. You know, you have to call your mom or dad or whatever. And they have to give the code. So I was like practicing over and over again. I cannot forget this code.
I got a lecture from the guidance counselor when I was in school. I think it was early high school. Like, you don't know your social security. You can't function as a human being. At what age do your children know their social security code? Do your boys, either your boys know it?
I don't even think they know what a social security number is.
And you don't know theirs.
Because it's not going to be there for them.
I do not know theirs.
Do your girls or Jacob know theirs?
No, they don't know theirs. Okay. I don't think I knew mine until I was an adult.
That's my pop quiz. Like, what age did you memorize your social security code? I'm like, I'm a sophomore. Like,
can you recite, like, have you entered in your debit card number enough that you just know it?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah. Kristen still can't.
Because you don't let her spend the money.
No, she thinks
that she don't control the cash.
She thinks that she's the only one with a separate bank account. She thinks it's the...
I only know my 3-digit PIN.
She thinks that it's...
Oh, the CCV?
Yeah.
She thinks it's something where, like, she thinks she actually saves money. Because she's like, if I don't have my wallet near me, and I don't, like, she's like, it prevents me from buying stuff. She's like, but she doesn't remember. I, like, by accident will almost immediately remember my debit card number from how often I have to key it in.
Yeah. I know mine.
Why don't you just have it set in your computer? Every purchase I make, the credit card pops up. I only have to remember the PIN.
So, like with Amazon, that's kind of banked in there. But if I'm, there are a lot of other websites. I try not to save it. Like energy bills, anything else. I don't store my debit card number on there. I just key it in every time. And so that's
your fault.
One of the answers over on the Twitch, Opie World says the names of the 50 states in order is the most useless thing that he still remembers. Yeah. Over on the Fantex.
Like alphabetical order?
Yeah, alphabetical order. 817, the Dallas Times Herald phone number. My goodness, the Times Herald, I think, has been defunct since before
Mickey
I was born.
Even remember that one.
Yeah, we'll find out. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. And, man, I think this is a good one to start with Sean Sharif on. Sean, what's something socially acceptable, not in your eyes, but clearly in society's. What's something socially acceptable for one gender, but not the other?
I told you, taking your shirt off.
Yeah, okay, that's a good one. That is a good one.
I mean, nipples are nipples.
Nipples
are nipples.
That's a t-shirt. You know what?
I disagree. I like certain nipples better than others.
I'm trademarking this right now. That is a t-shirt.
You know what I mean? Okay, some like have a little bit more roundness, some extra tissue, and all of a sudden it's a crime. You know, should be able to be nipple free.
Nipple free.
Let him breathe.
I agree. I think we should all stand in solidarity and all go free the nipple today.
Free the nipple.
As a matter of fact. Chop, what's your answer for this one?
You breastfeed in the airport? I can't sit there shirtless like that?
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, it's double standard.
It's very good. Very good point. Very good point. man, I get drunk. Riding in the passenger seat.
Socially acceptable. What's not socially acceptable about
it? Like allowing Sarah to drive instead of you?
Yeah, I judge. When I see guys in the passenger seat,
screw you.
I feel like I know so much about them. I know where they stand on a bunch of issues.
Even at 12,
clown.
Even at 12:30 on a Friday.
Well, no, that's different. Like, you know, you're driving home. It's a designated driver. Oh. I just mean you're going to the grocery store.
Oh no,
if you both have your faculties about you.
If I have 3 hours of shopping ahead of me right after the show, on one of the drives, Amanda is going to be driving.
Some really good answers over here. 254 says it's socially acceptable for guys to urinate outside, not for females.
Oh,
very good point.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Let's see here. 469, smoking is a double standard.
A yeah.
Mm-hmm. Another one here, 972.
Dipping.
Dipping.
100%. 972, visible toes at a formal event. That's true. That's a double standard. I would like to have my toes out.
Yeah.
Peyton.
The dogs.
Peyton, what's a double standard? And I'm terrified what you're going to answer here.
Well, mine would be farting. I think girls do it out there in public or even private. You know, it's disgusting. It's all, but if a guy does it, it's like, oh, you're a guy. You're being a dude.
I don't think I've ever heard a girl just fart in public. Like, guys do it.
Like on purpose?
Like on purpose, just like let one rip in public.
Yeah, that's
like,
not typically. It happens by
accident. You're pregnant.
Here was one of the answers off of Reddit. That I thought
or
was,
Amy Schumer.
It says, as a former bartender, being grabby. Says everyone says men are overly forward.
Yep.
In my experience, drunk middle-aged women are the worst demographic for this.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody says anything about it.
There's a lot of like if you just go to a gym, you'll see a lot of guys like refuse to do the workout where they're doing the legs like this. They're squeezing the legs together. It's called the adductor machines. Like a lot of guys won't do that, or they won't do the glute one where you gotta stick there and stick the leg way up and go like that. They won't give one of those.
Yeah.
But
or the little cat. The cat cow. Yeah,
cat cow.
Yeah, that's the one. All right, we're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Peyton Russell. Who's the most badass person in history?
God, this one was so tough for me. I went with Chuck Norris. Maybe that's very basic, but I think Chuck can do it all. Chuck Norris is my answer.
Chuck Norris is the answer. And we will get your thoughts here. I'm sure this is one that's going to flood it. But over on Twitch, YouTube, and the Fantex, 877-881-1053, most badass person in history, RJ Choppy is?
All right, this guy was not a badass. This guy was a absolute lunatic, one of the worst people ever to live. But
right here.
No, I didn't realize this. I learned this recently, is it Genghis or Genghis Khan?
Genghis.
When he died, they don't know where he's buried. When he died, his guards killed all 2000 people that were there. And then he had other people come and kill the guards. And then all those people, when they got back to where they were, killed themselves. They all committed suicide.
What?
Like, the fact that he convinced all those people to do that is like, holy cow. And he's one of the worst people ever to walk the planet. I mean, I think he decreased the population by like 10%.
Wow.
That's how many people he murdered.
Regular Bill Gates out here.
Right. But that's pretty, like, holy cow.
Mario says on YouTube, Mike Tyson, Tolo Chris, Jean-Claude Van Damme, Daniel with a Tiger Woods vote, Gasol, John Jones, and Willie with MacGyver. JS with Rambo.
Yeah.
Hook'em 722222. I don't know how many twos are on there. Says Bruce Lee is the answer. Opie World likes your answer, RJ. We've got some Bruce Lee on the text.
You know, I used to think it was Bear Grylls.
Oh.
I was in, and I was fooled, and I was tricked when I found out the helicopter would come pick him up and drop him off in the Ritz-Carlton overnight.
What a loser.
I love that show.
But
did you ever watch it?
Yeah, I did.
I loved it.
But like, I mean, that just means it's all fake. 254 says Wyatt Langford. 469 says Chris Kyle. 214 says John Wayne. My answer for this has always been the same for forever. It is Tank Man. Tiananmen Square protests in 1989. The guy who stood in front of the tank and was like, he knew they were taking him out. Like, he knows, stand in front of the tank, I'm going to die. And he didn't care. He stood there in front of them, wouldn't let the tanks get by, and then he crawled up on the tank and, like, knocked on it, like, open this thing up. Like, I want to talk to you about what you guys did yesterday. So, Tank Man, to me, that is the most, that's a dude who knew he was going to die. He was like, I don't care, I'll stand here with my grocery bags right in front of you and stop you guys for as little as that takes. And that's an image that still, 35 years later, lives on. Okay, last one here, in all likelihood, on Ask Reddit. We are answering Ask Reddit at 877-881-1053. RJ Choppy.
Hi, Bill.
If people were charged for every piece of litter they dropped, how broke would you be?
You know, I don't think I'm a litter bug. You should see the inside of my door. It's just filled with trash.
Let's say it was $1. $1 for every piece of litter. How much do you think you've built up over time?
Does gum count as litter?
I'm going to say no.
That's the only thing I throw out.
Or what about like an apple? If you throw an apple out, because it's
compost.
Food. Compost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much. I don't like. I think it's very. It's poor taste. I don't like the litter.
Maybe, over my lifetime, $35.
Yeah.
If it's maybe like gum wrapper, yeah, or like the plastic from the top of a gun wrapper, and it's stuck on my finger and I can't sit there and throw it on the floor. That's it.
And when it or like maybe you toss something in the trash and it misses and you're just like, I don't have time. I got to keep going.
Yeah.
And you go on. I will say,
yep,
when I was younger, not so much anymore, when I was younger, I may have racked up about $50.
Yeah.
Because there were times where, like, I need a cup holder and I have two drinks there from previous cup holders, and I'm like, one of these just has to go out the door. I'm sorry.
The cup?
Yeah, like the
Dang, like a
fountain drink or something.
Wow.
Where I said early on, I stopped doing it. I started cleaning out my car more consistently, but I had a tendency to mess with Texas from time to time. Peyton?
My issue, and it's still to this day, is straw wrappers. Like, I can never cleanly, like, you know, get the straw out without just one piece. It's like I'm tearing out, you know, six different pieces of top. It drops on the floor. I just kick it wherever, and I'm like, you know what? Screw it. Someone else will clean it up.
214 says $74,000.
Ask Reddit every Tuesday, of course, during the Expressway, which is commercial free every day this week. We hook you up.
Hi, Tolos, right now, call number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a pair of tickets to see the Josh Abbott Band at Legacy Hall this Saturday night, July 27th. That's call number 10 at 877-881-1053.
Let's work out all the trades for Chris Young and your Texas Rangers. We'll do it next on the Home of the Champs, 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.